You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by PCS Jobs. APN listeners can post for free by going to archpodnet.com/PCS. That's $50 off the normal price at www.archpodnet.com/PCS.
This is episode 141 for the 21st of May, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, we learn about British paleontologist Mary Anning. Happy birthday, Mary. Mary Anning was born on this day in 1799 in Lyme Regis, Dorset, Great Britain. Her occupation is listed as fossil collector, or what we now know as paleontologist. Hey, things were a bit more loose back then. Actually, though, fossil collecting was a common thing in Mary's time, and locals supplemented their income by selling the fossils as curios to tourists. The Anning family collected fossils for years and sold them outside their home to help pay the bills. Their fossils were used by others to create scientific papers and theories. By 1925, Mary had assumed the leadership role in the family fossil collecting business. Despite her limited education, Mary Anning read as much of the scientific literature on geology and paleontology as she could find. She even dissected modern animals to gain a better understanding of their anatomy, and therefore some of the fossils she was collecting. Mary was, of course, a woman. So in Britain, in that time, she wasn't listened to in scientific circles and couldn't really participate. It was a very unfair situation, of course. That being said, they couldn't stop her from exploring and collecting. Mary searched for fossils in the Blue Lace Cliffs where she lived. She was smart and did it during the winter months when landslides exposed new fossils. She collected them quickly before they were swept into the sea. In 1833, a landslide that killed her dog nearly killed her too. Mary collected some amazing fossils during her collecting time. She discovered the first correctly identified ichthyosaur. We have an entire park of those in Nevada. She located the first pterosaur outside Germany. She also found plesiosaurs and important fish fossils, among many other finds. Mary Anning also discovered something very important to archaeology, coprolites. More importantly, she played a key role in the discovery that they were actually fossilized feces. Scientists have found coprolites in the United States that have pushed back the arrival of humans in North America farther than scientists thought possible. One example is Paisley Caves in southern Oregon. Human coprolites were found there and dated by several different labs to around 14,000 years ago. While not an archaeologist, Anning was very well known in geological circles in Britain, Europe, and America. While her fossils and her opinions were used by others, she was never given proper recognition for her achievements. Her only writing that was ever published was an extract of a letter she'd written to the publisher of the Magazine of Natural History in 1839, questioning some of its claims. The fossil trade began to decline in the late 1830s and early 1840s, and Mary Anning's finances were in bad shape. Also, a bad investment destroyed most of her savings. A friend of Anning's persuaded the British Association for the Advancement of Science and the British government to give her an annual annuity for her contributions to science and geology. It was for £25 and set her up with some security. Unfortunately, Mary Anning died on March 9, 1847 from breast cancer. In 1850, a stained glass window was commissioned by members of the Geological Society in her honor. The inscription read, "This window is sacred to the memory of Mary Anning of this parish, who died 9 March AD 1847, and is erected by the vicar and some members of the Geological Society of London in commemoration of her usefulness in furthering the science of geology, as also of her benevolence of heart and integrity of life." Her eulogy was read by the president of the Geological Society, the first such honor bestowed upon a woman, and was published in its quarterly transactions. Charles Dickens wrote an article about her, and she was colleagues with a number of people affiliated with Charles Darwin. It's fair to say that paleontology, geology, and our knowledge of fossils and fossilization would have been set back many years if not for Mary Anning's contributions. In 2010, the Royal Society included Mary Anning in a list of the 10 British women who've had the most influence on the history of science. Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor ARC 365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.